You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's about time for your Miracle Radio broadcast. Guess what? It's coming from out of this station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. And the other station that you heard earlier, we're connected. They connected us together just for this day, just for this time, to know that God will do exactly what you ask him to do and what you're believing him to do. Hold on. Don't give up. Hold on. Don't give out. Good morning, daughter. Hold on. God is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. But you got to know this. You got to know this. We are going to go through it, but God is still able to do what? To bring us out. You got to know this. God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer, because he that will come shall come. Praise God. Good morning to all of you once again tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what the enemy is trying to bring up against you, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, come out, come cross, and come through. Because why? God is still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. God bless you. I want you to know God is with you today. I want you to know God is with you during this afternoon. I want you to know God is with you tonight. God is with you tomorrow and today and forevermore. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. Hold your head up high, my brother, my sister, and know this. God will do exactly what he says he's going to do. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning to all of you once again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning, coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We thank God for you, you, and you. Thank God for you. Listen, let's go to the throne of grace. Let's go in for prayer right now. Amen. Men ought to always pray and faint not by the wayside. If you can bow your head within your heart, amen, and just where you're at, just take out time to go. Let's go to the throne of grace right now. Let's do this together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you allowed us to come together by the way of this radio station, these radio stations that's connecting us, Father, and this Cypress audience, God, that's allowing to view telecast live, Father. We thank you even now, Father God, for how you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs. We thank you today, oh God, that we are walking in your divine health. We're walking in your peace. We're walking in your joy. We're walking in you today, Father. We thank you that we're resting in you today, Father God. Father, we thank you that all needs are met, Father. We thank you right now, God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Lord, that concerns them, that does not concern you, Father. We pray for the bereaved families, God, those that are going through right now, God. We pray now for Sister Angelina and the pastor of Stanley, Father. We pray now, God, Father, that you touch this family. Touch them right now, Father. We thank you, God, right now, God, that you touch Sister Bridget, Father, and the pastor of her mother, Father. Touch these families right now, Father. Those that are going through bereavement hour, those that are already going through it, Father, continue to touch them, Father. Look on Pastor Kimbrough, church family, God, and the pastor of her, Father, and President Kimbrough today, Father. Look on these families, oh God. Look on the Kimbrough family, Lord. Keep them right in your arms, Father. And Lord, those that I don't know, God, that's going through somebody they may know under the sound of my voice listening, Father. We pray for them also right now, Father, that you take them through, God. Look on the sick, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Let the sick become healed according to your word, Lord. Look on them right now. Those that are incarcerated, Father, look on them. Touch them right now, Father. Some may be guilty. Some may not be guilty, Father. Have mercy upon them, Father, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Some taking care of business today, God. Give them favor, God, in the name of Jesus, throughout what they're doing on today, Father God. Touch right now, Father. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We call it done. We thank God. We call it done. We thank God, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, again, we want to thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Again, this is your host, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, amen, from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. If you're ever in the area, come on, stop by. If you're ever in the area, come on, stop by. You don't have to be in the area. You want to come to the area. You want to come there. Please stop by and join us in our services. Amen. I'm telling you, God will do exactly what you expect him to do in the services. Amen. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. We honor our church mother. Amen. Mother Brown, we honor all the saints of God there and all the prophets and evangelists. We honor you there. Amen. Those that make up that great congregation for the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, we thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. I want you to know God is good. I want you to know God can do it. And I want you to know he will do it. We thank God for Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. That came on Thursday before me. I tell you, I enjoyed that broadcast. Apostle Haywood, bless your heart. Thank God. We were down with her in revival on last week. Oh, my God. This last week before week, I'm telling you, it was something. It was something in the place. Praise God. The Holy Ghost swept through that place. Amen. They swept through it. And we thank God for what he done and for what he's continued to do. Amen. Just hold on to the horns of the altar, because he will come and he will do exactly what he said he's going to do. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Be of good courage again. Hold your head up high, because the Lord is nigh thee. The Lord is nigh thee. I want you to know today that God can. Hallelujah. He can do it again. Praise God. He can do it again, no matter what it looks like. God is faithful. We just got to believe God and take God at his word. Because, see, the enemy is really trying to make God's word none effect in your life. The enemy is trying to tell you that God is not going to do it. I'm not magnifying the enemy. I'm just letting you know the enemy is trying to make God's word none effect. Because what? He know his time ain't long. Because why? He know he don't have the power to do what? To stop God's word. For the word of the Lord say, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven and in earth. So guess what? The word of God settles it over every circumstance, every situation, over everything that comes in your way, comes to in your way. The word of God has already made a way for you to escape. The word of God has already settled it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to fret. Excuse me. You don't have to fret about it. You don't have to give up about it, because God is still who he say he is. Praise God. In the midst of it, when the storm of life are raging, that's what the songwriter wrote a song say. When the storm of life are raging, stand by me. God will stand by you when the storm of life is raging and it seems like it's about to overtake you. And the storm of life is raging and it seems like you're about to go under. But my God, give you peace. My God, give you stability to stand. He said, having done all, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth and the blessed prayer of righteousness. Come on, stand therefore in the midst of the storm, knowing that our God reigns and he will do exactly what he say he's going to do. Don't let the enemy make you doubt God. Don't let the enemy bring you to a place of fear, unbelief. Don't let the enemy tell you that God is not going to do it. See, the thing what we got to do is, and we've been talking about it, the thing what we got to do is we got to continue to praise God no matter what it looks like. If you go in the book of Psalms and read the Psalms of David, David is mostly giving God praise, giving God thanks. You don't hear him complaining, but he's mostly giving God praise. Most of the book of Psalms is giving God praise, giving God thanks. Come on. Why? Because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do what he say he's going to do. If we could only just give God praise in the midst of everything that we're in, praise God. And if we could start out with a praise. If we start out with a praise and we be in the middle of praise, we'll end up with a praise. But if we start out looking at the circumstances for what it is and walking in fear, walking in doubt, talking in fear, talking in doubt, talking in unbelief, this is how it's going to end. But we do what? We give God praise. We give God thanks. Come on. He said, in everything, give God thanks. For this is the will of God who concerning you, concerning me. Give God thanks. Give God praise. No, I don't understand it. No, it don't feel good. But I give God praise. I give God thanks. Come on, somebody. Because he said he won't put no more donuts than we're able to bear. But God, I give you thanks for what you allow me to bear. I give you thanks for what you allow me to go through. Praise God. Everybody want a speedy deliverance. Everybody want a speedy something to lift off them, but you don't want to go through. You don't want to go through the process of this. Actually, we're just walking out what God have already brought us out of. We're walking out of it. Come on, because it is not going to prosper. No weapon that form against us is going to prosper. So you might as well give him thanks. Come on. Hallelujah. And he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee while we yet going through. You might as well give him thanks. You might as well give him praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Stop trying to figure it out. Oh, that was good right there. Stop trying to figure it out and just walk through it with a praise. Walk through it with a praise. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you honor. Just walk through it and allow God to do what? Continue to bring you out. You will see the hand of God in the midst of what you're in. Come on, somebody. I know it ain't. Come on. I know it don't feel good. Come on. I know it don't look good. I know the enemy's trying to do all he can to stop you, but don't allow the enemy to stop you. I wish I had somebody on here be a witness this morning. Come on. I wish I had somebody out there would be a witness this morning. Come on. Don't allow the enemy to make you stop giving God praise. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, come on here. I will, according to it, I will do it. Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Okay, Psalms 146 says right here, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He say praise. He say praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul. Wow. Will I what? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto the Lord while I have been. You got to give God praise. You got to give God thanks, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. You got to give God praise. Come on, put not your trust in temporal things. You can't put your trust in temporary things. You can't put your trust in things that is not going to last. Come on. But I trust in the Lord. That's why I give him praise. I trust in the Lord. I give him honor. I trust in the Lord. I give him glory. Come on. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Because if I praise him, I know it's going to work out. If I give him praise, I know it's going to thank. Praise is something about praise. When you praise God, when you magnify God, when you exalt him, when you lift him up, praise God, it brings God close to you. Praise, come on, it's something. He lives in the praises of his people. He lives in there. Hallelujah. It is a good thing to give praise unto the Lord. It's a marvelous thing to give praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Give it to him. No matter what it looks like, give it to him. If you don't understand, Lord, I still praise you. Lord, I still bless you. I know without a shadow of a doubt, your praise is powerful than the situation. Come on, somebody. Your praise is powerful in the situation that you're in. Happy is he that what had the God, hallelujah, of Jacob. Happy is he. You're happy. Come on here. For his help, come on, who? Help is in the Lord. Whose help is in the Lord? According to the fifth verse. Your help is in the Lord. Hallelujah. It ain't in nobody else. The Lord God. It ain't in nobody else. It ain't in the situation that you're going through. It's your help is in the Lord. So this is why you got to continue to give him praise. Your peace is in the Lord. Come on here. Hallelujah. He that keepeth Israel will not slumber nor sleep. Come on here. God is on your side. So this is why you got to give him praise. This is why you got to give him glory. This is why you got to give him honor. God is on your side today, my brother. God is on your side today, my sister. I don't come with swelling, enticing speech or words, but I come with the power of the demonstration of God in him. Praise God. Praise God. I don't come trying to get no gimmicks, no tricks to you. I come to get a miracle to you. I come to let you know it's time for your miracle. All you got to do is praise God. It's time for your miracle. All you got to do is give him glory. It's time for you to come up, come out, come across, and come through. It's time for your miracle. Come on here. Hallelujah. When you give God praise, when you give God thanks, come on here. When you draw nigh to God, he draws nigh to you. Hallelujah. Those that have awoken in a contrite heart, in a contrite spirit, he draw nigh to you. Come on, somebody. It's about time for your miracle. Come on, get up. Come on, get up from there. Get up from there. Don't wallow in that. Come on, get up from there and give God praise. Give God thanks because he take pleasure. He take pleasure in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's depending on you. Hallelujah. To show forth the praises in the earth realm of God. Come on, you can't walk through this. Come on, Zion. You can't hold your head down, Zion. Come on, you got to give God praise. You got to give God thanks. Come on, mother. Come on, father. Come on, sister, brother. Give God what's due to him. What's due to him? Praises. Come on, what's due to him? Honor. What's due to him? Glory. Come on. Oh, how great. How great. How great. Come on, somebody. How great he is. How great thou art. The hymn writer wrote a song and said, how great thou art. Come on, hallelujah. We give you praise because you're great. We give you glory, hallelujah, because you're great. Come on, we honor you because you're great. Excuse me. You're a great God. You're a great God in the midst of what we're in. You're a great God. No matter what it looks like, you're a great God, and you will bring us out. You have brought us out. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. So this is why we give him praise. This is why we give him praise. Come on, sing praises unto him. Give glory. I can't. It's something about praises. I've been trying to, you can't go from praises. Every morning you get up, you got to start thanking him. Every evening you come in or whatever, you got to just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Because why? Praise is something about praise. It brings you to place in God. And it brings you to a place of peace when you praise him, when you honor him, when you give him glory, according to what we're reading here in Psalms 146. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Happy, 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 happy is he. Hallelujah. That does what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust in God, the God of Jacob, for his help is in the Lord. Your help is in the Lord. Your help is in the Lord. Praise God. Not in man. Not in man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who hope is in God, is their God, your God, my God. Your hope is in God. Your hope is in God. Your peace is in God. Your joy is in God. Happy is the man. You're happy. Come on. Hallelujah. You say, Apostle, I'm not happy. I'm going through all of this. You don't know what I'm going through with. You don't understand what I'm going through with. It ain't you going through with this. But I tell you what, it may not be me going through with what you're going through with. But we're all going through something. But guess what? Our trust and our hope does not lie in that situation. My hope and my trust does not lie in the situation. Why? Because I know who holds the future. I know who God is. You come to know who God is in the midst of what you're in. And guess what? You got to give him praise because this thing will not overtake you. Come on. This thing will not overthrow you. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, you will come up, come out, and come across. Hallelujah. And come through, and you will see the hands of God. Come on. You got to give him praise. You got to give him thanks. Hallelujah. You got to do like David said. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us do what? Exalt his name together. Come on here. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, come on. Let's praise him. Let's magnify him. Come on. Don't let this week start out. This weekend with complaining. But this week could end with, oh, I don't know. But let this week, hallelujah, begin and end with praises. Come on here. Hallelujah. David again said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Come on here. And my soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us do what? Exalt his name together. Why? Because he love us. He gave my soul, bless you. He love us. Glory to God. He love us. Praise God. And I'm telling you, when you begin to praise God, when you begin to magnify God, you forget about all the circumstances and the situation, everything that you're going through. Praises will bring you out of that place of what you're going to, and bring you into a place of what you're going to when you praise God, when you bless him. Come on, somebody. When you magnify her. Oh, I want you to get up out that bed and give God praise. I want you to get off that couch and give God praise. I want you to throw your hands up and give God praise. You may be driving her. You may be able to lift one hand, but give him praise. Give him thanks. Oh, come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. When you praise God, it'll bring you out of depression. When you praise God, it'll bring you into a place of peace. When you praise God, it lifts this burden. Hallelujah. It destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. In your praises. When you praise God, he'll bring you to a place in him. Hallelujah. Praises is what you do. Praises. Come on here. You feeling overwhelmed. You feeling like you about to be overtaken. Begin to praise God, somebody. Oh, my God. At 9:21, begin to praise God, somebody. Begin to exalt him. Begin to lift him up. Come on here. Because praises will never lead you into a place of dis-ease. Praise will never leave you into a place of wondering. Praise will never leave you there. It'll bring you to a place of peace. Hallelujah. It'll bring you to a place of joy. Hallelujah. When you praise God, hallelujah, there's a song that's on your lips of praise. There's a song of praise that's on your heart. Come on here. Read David. Read this book of songs. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. It starts out, praise ye the Lord, over in the 48th verse. Hallelujah. The 48th chapter. It says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It don't say nothing else. Praise the Lord for the heavens. Praise him in the highest. Praise him in the highest. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. It opened up in Psalms 146. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I wanted to jump over here. Hallelujah. To Psalms 148. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on here. For, hallelujah, the heavens. Praise him in the what? Highest. Praise. It says, praise ye him in all. Come on here. In all that. Praise him, all ye hosts. Praise him. Praise him. You got to praise him. You got to praise him. Come on. You got to give him honor. Come on. You don't have to be in that sad state. You don't have to be in that depression state. Oh, my God. You don't have to be in that sick state. Come on. You can say, well, I don't feel so good. I can't do it. But when you start praising God, it'll bring you out of that sickness. It'll bring you out of that thing. It'll turn around. Praises turn that thing around for you. When you praise him, when you bless him, when you give him thanks, when you start lifting up your hands in the midst of that situation, praise God. Don't lift your hands to give up. But Lord, oh my God, but lift your hands to get up and come out of that depression. Come on, come out of that dark place. I know we probably ministered this before, but it's so heavy on me right now. Because somebody know, when you praise God, it'll bring you to a place of peace. Glory to God. It'll bring you out of sadness. My God, it'll lift you up. Come on here. Yes, it will. You can't tell me you can't start praising God and you don't feel better. You can't tell me. Come on here. You praise God and you left in that same sad situation. Hallelujah. You got up feeling sad. You got up feeling sick. But when you start giving God praise and you start giving God glory, that spirit of depression had to get up off you. That spirit of feeling sickness had to leave you alone. Praise God, because praises is something about praise. It brings you to a place in God. Hallelujah. It brings you to a stability place to know that God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise God. Do I have any witnesses out there today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praises, praises, praises. Come on here. Paul and Silas was locked in jail. Come on here. They said, what we going to do? We going to sing praises to God. I dare you to sing praises to God. If you feel like you're locked in a certain thing in your life, I dare you to sing praises unto God. I dare you to give glory unto God. Oh, my God. And he'll bring you out. Oh, my God. He'll bring you through. Oh, my God. He'll turn the situation around. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He'll bring you into a place of peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Praise is what you do when you want to be close to him. Praise is what you do when you want to come out of circumstances and situations when it seems like the enemy got your back against the wall. Come out with a praise. Don't come out with fear. Come out with a praise. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm reminded when Jehoshaphat, come on here, was going up against the enemy. Praise God. And the Bible said Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. And he asked him, shall I pursue? And the Lord told him to pursue. Praise God. So what Jehoshaphat did, hallelujah, glory to God. Jehoshaphat, what he did, hallelujah. What Jehoshaphat did, Jehoshaphat went and he appointed singers. Jehoshaphat, what he did, he appointed singers and he dances. When you're going through some circumstances and situations and it seems like the enemy is trying to overtake you, but you got to begin to praise God. You got to begin to magnify God. You got to begin to tell the devil, you won't steal my praise. You won't steal my joy, because the enemy come to do three things. And I want you to know this on this radio broadcast this morning. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, come on here. This is what his word says. I want you to know today, the glory of God, the enemy has no weapon. The enemy has no triumph. The enemy can't overthrow you. The enemy can't overthrow you when you got praises, when you got a praise on your lips and you got praise in your heart. The enemy can't triumph over you. Praise God. Glory to God. I wish I had some witnesses out there to give me some hearts out there today, if you know what I'm talking about. Wish I had some witnesses out there to give me some hand waves out here today. Don't leave me out here alone. Those of you that are listening to me, those of you that are watching, come on by Cypress Audio, make some noise. Praises bring the answer. When you praise God, it'll overturn things in the nomosia. It'll make things, come on here, it'll correct things. It'll bring you into a place of peace. It'll bring you into a place of joy. The enemy cannot do nothing with you when you praise God. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Praise. Praises confuses the enemy. Praise confuses the enemy. Yes, it does. It confuses the enemy when you praise God, when you give God the glory, when you give God the honor. It confuses the enemy. Praise God. It cannot do nothing. Your praises bring you out. Your praises set you free. Your praises, hallelujah, lift the heavy burdens. Your praises, come on here. Yes, it do. It brings you the answer when you praise God. Hallelujah. It brings you into a place of peace today when you praise God. Again, right here, hallelujah, it said, praise him, ye heavenly of hosts. Praise ye in the waters. Come on here. Praise him. Hallelujah. Be above the heavens. Come on. Hallelujah. Let them praise the name of God. Hallelujah. For according, come on here, this command in commandments. Come on. Let them praise him. Let them praise him. We must praise God. We must give God the glory. We must give God the honor. We must give God thanks. Why? Because he is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of the honor. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus, not the circumstances of the situation. He got all power in his hands. Hallelujah. The circumstances in the situation have to come conducive to what he has in his power. And in my soul, glory, hallelujah, it has to come conducive to him. Hallelujah. Why? Because he is God. He can do it, and he will do it if you trust God today. Praise God. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I dare you to praise him. I dare you to give him glory. I dare you to give him honor. I dare you to lift your hands up, praise God, and begin to give God praise. You don't know how you're coming out. You don't understand how you're coming out, but your praise is going to bring you out. Your praises will keep you in perfect peace. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. When you praise God, he'll keep you in perfect peace. When you praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. It undo circumstances and situations. When you praise God, hallelujah, it'll bring you to a place of peace. It'll bring you to a place of joy. When you praise God, hallelujah, it'll bring you into a place to know that our God is able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. Our God, hallelujah, will overturn things when you praise God. Our God will bring peace in the midst of the storm. Praise God. It may look dark now. Praise God. You may not understand it now, but I guarantee you, don't go by